So I was certainly very aware of that, and there are some of my grandmother's cousins, for instance, that I know better than my own cousins, just because she keeps up with them and goes to visit them and they come to visit her. And there are places where those are, I think, probably still strong ties. There's no distinguishing term. Well, we were used to having a lot of aunts because we had a lot of aunts by friendship and a lot of uncles by closeness to our parents, but not in blood. And I've heard, and I can't remember what they are, some kind of funny names for in-laws that... Somehow, in-laws sounds more distant and more standoffish than I like to be with mine. There's just something about it that sounds more formal than our relationship is. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it. And there is not a hostility in our family between either way. Mm-hmm. My husband is very well accepted in my family, and I'm very well accepted in his, and we're treated like children of the family, except slightly more formally. Mm-hmm. There are criticisms that my mother would make of me that she would never make of Bob, and vice versa, that his mother would make of him but never say to me. Other than that, they treat us very generously, both physically and financially. And there are things like terms like sister-in-law also sound more distant to me.
What would you call your cousin's
husband? My cousin's husband or my cousin's wife. I wouldn't have another name and I wouldn't call them cousin. Now, my grandmother's cousin's spouses I did call cousin. Except, well, in a couple of cases I didn't. In one, I called them aunt and uncle because they were much older. There was a family of three of her cousins. We had Aunt June and Uncle Marion. And we had Cousin Charlie, who was a woman, biology professor.
Did you address them as
cousins? Oh, yes. I always called her Cousin Charlie. I always called her Aunt June and Uncle Marion. I always called Cousin Charlie Cousin Charlie. She just died last year at 92 or 3 or something. And her younger brother, I always called Cousin Jesse and still do. But I never called his wife cousin, because he was married 4 times and she didn't stick around long enough to be a cousin, I guess. Then there were some other cousins we had here that we called. Cousin Lola was my grandmother, my great-grandmother's first cousin. And we called her Cousin Lola. Cousin Maisie was her daughter. And so I don't know how far removed that makes her from me.
Yeah.
That's pretty far, but still, we knew her and she was kin, so we called her Cousin Maisie. We didn't call her husband cousin, though. We just mostly avoided speaking directly to him because we couldn't have called him by his first name and we wouldn't have called him Mr. Mm-hmm. In speaking of him, we'd call him to our parents or to other members of the family by his first name, but not to him. He was that much older. And that sort of thing. Calling somebody cousin, with like Cousin Jesse, definitely seems a very Southern thing to me. And I don't hear many Texas people doing it. So that, I wondered if that sort of thing would carry across the South more. But those were the ones, that's the family that came from Mississippi to Texas in 1867. And they were all strung out from here to yonder after that. But they always kept up with each other, and they always came and visited each other, and when they came on a visit, they stayed 3 or 4, 5, 6 months. And they all were glad to see each other, and very cheerful about their relatives. And we had Aunt Maud, who was my grandmother's aunt, my great-grandmother's sister. And, well, a lot of them were around, but we had a whole bunch that were certainly not my first cousin. And my real first cousins I never would have called cousin. Never called them cousin. Just partly. Well, see, my grandmother always called them Cousin Jesse and Cousin Maisie. And so naturally we called them what she called them. And we called our own contemporary age cousins just by their first names. You would say, this is my cousin Michael, but you wouldn't say, hello, Cousin Michael. You'd say, hi, Mike.